Tuesday arvos, we catch up with Justin Delandy over at Lending For You for Home Run Finance. Hello.
G'day, Lee.
They've done it again, 4 months running. The RBA's lifted the rate again.
Yeah, they have. Reserve Bank lifted interest rates for the fourth consecutive month. Comes as no surprise to anyone in the mortgage industry, I suppose. At its meeting today, the Reserve Bank decided to increase the rate by 50 basis points, so that's gone from 1.35 to 1.85%. We had the Reserve Bank Governor, Philip Lowe, said that the board places a high priority on the return of inflation to that 2 to 3% range over time while keeping the economy on an even keel. The interesting thing is he said the path to achieve this balance is a narrow one and clouded in uncertainty, really. not the least because of global developments, and the outlook for global economic growth has been downgraded due to pressures on real incomes from higher inflation, tightening of monetary policy in most countries, Russia's invasion of Ukraine, and of course, COVID containment measures in China. So what he's saying there, Lee, is everything outside of our control.
I was going to say, have you got some savoury words to say there? Right, okay, 1.85%, so we'll feel that as we predicted. Let's talk about a survey that was recently done by Money.com regarding inflation.
Yeah, it's, with inflation showing no signs of slowing, the recent 6.1% lift in the June quarter, the rising cost of living has been revealed with this survey by money.com.au that is the number one financial worry amongst Australians. So the survey showed that 61% of Australians were concerned about meeting the rising cost of living. That was followed by having a financial buffer in case of an emergency and having enough cash flow to pay bills. Also make it to the list were meeting healthcare costs, private insurance, non-essential spending, and having adequate cash and assets to retire. And that, funnily enough, the ability to meet mortgage repayments amid interest rate increases was only 27%. So,
everyone's okay then.
Well, it's surprising that mortgage repayments are not as big a concern across the board. But obviously, there's a potentially a combination of factors behind that data. And firstly, I think what most people need to understand is that most people are likely to have a built-in buffer in either offset accounts or additional payments on their loans to weather rate rises. Even though in this survey, a lot of people said they didn't have a separate buffer for other emergencies, but they are and have been over that COVID period paying additional payments. The survey sort of basically also revealed that financial concerns between under 35s with a mortgage and over 35s differed markedly. So mortgage-related concerns were ranked highest above young people after meeting the rising cost of living. And look, what that says is pretty simply that younger borrowers over the last couple of years have taken out a home loan recently when house prices were at their peak and may have just borrowed their maximum amount.
Mm. And today would not have been welcome news to those people.
No, unfortunately not. The inflationary pressures, the things that are going on with interest rates, it is going to negatively impact the finances of those who are probably struggling a bit. It points to a need for governments to actually look at some long-term solutions to allow Australians to protect their financial security, I think.
Albanese is all over it, isn't he?
Supposedly so.
Righto, where's the dollar sitting at this week?
Well, yeah, it's... We've just had our announcement, but we've also had a recent Federal Reserve announcement in the US. And whether or not the Federal Reserve from the US is going to change their tact remains to be seen. It's not a given. The interest rates in America, funnily enough, have dropped over the last several days. So that's their longer-term outlook for interest rates. But that doesn't mean that we've changed the entire trend. So all of those things have an impact on the Aussie dollar. If we can break above the 70.5 cents level, then economists are saying it's likely we could go much higher. Alternatively, if they were to break down below the bottom of the market, in other words, we're currently sitting around that 69, 70 cents. If it goes down to 68, after that, the market could see it go down to 67 cents. And that's an area that's been important multiple times over the years on their longer-term chart, so to speak. And breaking that opens up the possibility of a complete meltdown, probably dropping down to the 60 cents level from there. So who knows, Lee? It's we're trying to get information from economists, and I think their guess is as good as yours.
So we're going to part on some really optimistic news again.
Yeah, well, I don't know. I think probably with the 50 basis points, we'll probably see the Aussie bounce a little.
Okay. Righto. That's another week in finance, in a nutshell. Justin Landy from Lending4You. Cheers for your time. The Savo, appreciate it as usual.